Welcome to The Paleo View. I'm bestselling author and co-creator of realeverything.com, Stacy Toth. I focus on being healthy inside and out through real life, food, and talk.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times bestselling author and creator of thepaleomom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Hi, Sarah.
I wanna pull out a Canadian accent, but I honestly don't know.
You promised me.
I could say avocado and garbage can and schedule.
You're not even saying these things wrong anymore.
It is a garbage can. Wait. What's right? Wait. Which one's right? Hang on. I don't even... Don't make me choose. I love Canada and America.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. Hi, listeners. We are Wayne's World. Time warping you right now. You know, it's been just a few days for you. It's been a few weeks for us. Sarah is back in the States. Little rough ride there at the end, but she's here. She made it.
I still have to write my strongly worded letter, but I will be writing a strongly worded letter to the airline that shall remain anonymous that I took home.
Is it the one that I boycott?
I don't know which one you boycott. Therefore, I don't know the answer to that question. If I don't get what I ask for in my strongly worded letter, you can bet on next week's podcast, I'm going to be telling everybody all about all the things that happened. But for now, I'm going to hold that card like really tight to my chest and just be like, hey, it was one of those things where a little bit more communication from the airline would have made nothing bad happen. But there was no communication, and therefore we got home 26 hours later than planned. And it was not my favorite thing to happen. And it just has completely magnified jet lag. Like it's a 3 hour time difference, which I find three hours is where I start to really like struggle. Like if it's 3 hours or more, that's where I'm like, oh man, time differences. There really is a thing. And it's just made it feel so much worse because it just, like it was a couple of days in a row without sleep and then travel and then messing up my system and just being super run down coming into like my kids. Well, I mean, by the time this goes live, my kids have started school. Like their 10 weeks of summer vacation are over. And then we're all trying to adjust to the time difference and sort of catch up on sleep. And it's not an ideal situation. Let's put it that way.
I had that terrible experience when we had a book signing in San Francisco, with an airline that I choose not to, to trash talk. I think mistakes happen, you know, like these things happen. It's an amazing feat that we are able as humans to get up in the air and go places. Like it's insane that we have the science to do that.
It is the miracle of modern flight. I do appreciate it.
It is. It's amazing. But, you know, we as customers, you listeners, Sarah, me, we all have experiences where it's like, really, if you just would have like apologized or given a little bit of customer service, like it would have gone a really long way. So I'm, you know, sad for you that you had to deal with that, but I'm happy that you're home now and you're resting and you're recovering and you get to listen to me tell you all the things that happened while you were gone.
And I really completely unplugged while I was gone. I did the bare minimum that I could do and like keep my website alive. And it was amazing. So I like have no idea what happened while you were gone. First of all, my biggest question for you, did you stand up paddleboard? That is the number one thing that I need to know.
Okay. Is that where we're going to start? Because I feel like there's bigger things, but we can start there.
Yeah, well, that's my biggest thing. So if there's bigger things than that, then it's just going to get even more exciting for
me. This is a snowball of drama that you're about to just roll into here. I'm excited to lay down the tracks for you. So the last time we went stand-up paddleboarding, which was, I think, 2 weeks ago, and you know we can't go in the lakes here in my city because I'm trying to bootleg a registration because I don't live in the right zone anyway. So I have to paddleboard elsewhere. We have to drive there. And on the way home, the entire roof rack ripped off of our car. Not the piece that we got to go on the roof rack. Like, the roof rack ripped off of our relatively brand new van that we just got because Matt got rear-ended. Like, insane. The car dealership was like, we've never seen this happen before. So
what?
We are
Wait. How fast were you going when this 45 happened?
45 miles an hour. It wasn't even a highway.
Was anyone behind you?
No. So Matt did like this super smooth move. He is not normally a like responsive person physically. Like, he's a clumsy man. Okay. I love you, babe. You are a clumsy man. And it was super impressive because he was driving and then all of a sudden his arm like just whipped out of the driver's side window and he like pulled over on the right hand shoulder with his arm out the window. And I'm like, what's happening? He goes, the stand up paddleboard is in my hand right now. And I was like, okay. Whoa. So he caught it. It didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Catching a fly with chopsticks, ninja move.
Exactly. He totally Mr. Miyagi'd the stand-up paddleboard.
Wow.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, what happened while you were gone, is I discovered Settlers of Catan, Game of Thrones edition.
Wait. You're saying
yes
that my favorite game
has melded
for the last 16 years, 17 years, like way from like I like early adopter board game fan.
I know that you're a Settlers fan. I know that you love Game of Thrones. I'm telling you, the Settlers of Catan Game of Thrones game is out. We played it. You're going to love it. We have to get together so we can play it together. Honestly, we can Skype it. I mean, we'll figure it out.
Well, I have talked to a certain husband of mine about doing a trip up for maybe Thanksgiving this year.
Sweet. Oh my gosh, we're going to have such a nice kitchen. So let me get to number three. I currently do not have a kitchen right now.
What?
We finally are undergoing construction renovation on my kitchen. I have a highlight in my Instagram stories. You can catch up. We're on week two. All of the walls have been taken down. All of the cabinets are out. All the appliances are out. It's already rewired for electricity. The plumber's coming soon. We're moving and grooving. It's supposed to be done by the time my boys go back to school at the end of August. So,
it always amazes me how long it takes to redo a kitchen.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that because everybody's been saying to me, oh, only 6 weeks? And I'm like, are you living this? Right? I have five people in this house and we only eat real food. It's kind of a problem to not have a kitchen.
So. And every time I watch somebody go through it, I think, I'm just never going to do my kitchen. I can't. I mean, my kitchen's fine. I would love a new kitchen, but it's fine. But because I really don't think that I could, I mean, I guess I would be cooking out on the back patio on a camp stove. Like, I don't think that I could, like, figure out the logistics.
Yeah. So I will say it's not as bad as I kind of imagined it would be. We're obviously using more disposable plates.
I was gonna say, Whole Foods rotisserie chickens.
And we planned it in the summertime so that we could grill out. Like, we did a couple of things, and I have been sharing my tips on Instagram, and I will definitely put like a series on the blog about the whole renovation and also how to survive one for people once we get through that. But so you missed out on like all the things.
That's some, I mean,
here in America, we're just living living our lives while you lollygag in right? Canada.
Camping and going to the beach. And yeah, that sounds – there's
you I had saw some you spend time with your family.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So my youngest niece is now like old enough to like actually recognize people and know people. She just turned 2 in May. And so she kept trying to figure out what to call me. And she settled on Auntie, which was like super, super cute. Cause I was like, oh, you have a name for everybody, but you don't have a name for me. And then finally on the last day, like she ran up to me and just screamed, Auntie. It was great. So we got to spend a ton of time, with her and like both of my brothers and their families, and our parents. So like my kids' grandparents, and we did a lot of fun stuff. I took, the girls camping for the first time. So I grew up as a car camper. So like people are like backpackers think car camping is like the most glamorous camping, but then people who do car camping in tents think like RVs is like the most like everyone has like a different level. So we did like tenting car camping where you have to like boil your water and there's outhouses if you're lucky type camping all growing up. And my husband, who you've met, he's not a camper. I have taken him camping. He will do it. But then we had, when my oldest was born, she was very colicky. She hated the car. So she would scream just the entire time in a car ride. She would just scream at the top of her lungs. She would scream until she threw up. And she did that until she was several years old. Like it got different, but it didn't make going in the car easier. And it was probably gluten. Like that was a lot of the behavioral things that we were really struggling with her when she was a toddler. Basically, everything went away when we went gluten-free when she was 5. I wish I had figured it out earlier. But that's one of the hardest things, I think, for especially new parents where you have so much of your sense of worthiness wrapped up in the job that you're doing as a parent, and you feel the entire time like you have no idea what you're doing. But that's like every new parent feels that, but every new parent feels completely alone and like they're the only one who feels like they have no idea what they're doing. And then you feel like anything that's different or hard, it's like your fault because you must be doing something wrong, but you don't really know how to ask for help. Like that's a really common experience. And I think the links between food sensitivities and behavior are some of the hardest to figure out, especially when you're just trying to survive parenthood. And so that was our first 5 years of parenthood experience. And so when she was hard, and she's a wonderful, amazing, about to go to middle school on Wednesday, young lady now. But holy smokes, she broke us in as parents. Like, we really earned our stripes. And so it just camping just never happened with the kids. Like I got to the point where like I knew I wanted to do it because I love camping. But the idea of going camping with 3 people who don't know what they're doing was just so intimidating. So my brother and his wife and our niece and my mom and the girls all went camping. And my brother, their uncle, was just like, he was just amazing. He was like, who wants to learn axe safety? And he would be like, and who wants to learn how to chop wood? And who wants to learn how to start a fire? And he just like completely took over the like teaching my girls all of the like most important things. Who wants to pitch a tent with me? And they were so like all of the things that you want kids to be camping, they were great. So they helped set up the campsite. They, helped with meals and dishes and cleaning up. They helped take down the campsite. They handled outhouses just fine. They, everything, they were great, and they loved it and they enjoyed it. So now we're talking about going camping as a whole family. So I want to take the momentum from that and go on with it. But it was wonderful. Like I haven't slept outside in a tent since I was pregnant with Adele. So 11, almost 12 years ago. So I loved it. It was great. I loved that my girls loved it. It was wonderful. And then we did all kinds of other cool stuff. We'd spend a lot of time at local beaches and just hanging out with family and seeing friends. And yeah, it was a really, really great trip.
I have not gone camping since my children were, well, Cole was like 2 and I was pregnant with Finn, and a bear came through our campsite and ate the bread and marshmallows that the boys had left sitting out, even though I told them 500 times that they needed to put away the food. So this is why my family goes glamping. And we
much,
do not
much less worry about bears.
Sleep in tents.
We also had to go over bear safety, cougar safety, aka mountain lion safety.
Cougars. Yeah, we don't have that here.
Yeah, and so we have bears and cougars and wolves in that area. So we had to go through and how you act differently if you encounter each one, and then what you do preventatively, right? Like things, I mean, things like don't leave any food out. Like all the food needs to be in the car, or like in the bear proof garbage cans in the campsite. But also things like making noise as you're going down a path, because most of them will be fairly skittish and everyone's sticking together. And like, so like the kids always need to be walking really close to an adult. That's a cougar safety thing. And like, I don't care how much you
eat a child.
Yes. And they will also pick off the weak one. So I don't care if your foot hurts, don't limp.
This is what humans do to vacation. Like,
so, I mean, if you can't get more paleo than this though, really. It's like, wait, I mean, what I love about camping on the west coast of Canada is you don't have to drive very far out of the urban centers to be in true wilderness. And that's something that was really special for me growing up, because that was how we vacationed as a family. And it was a really neat thing to be able to bring my kids to. So like where we live in Atlanta, to be able to get that kind of experience, we have to worry about bears. We're gonna have to drive a little bit farther. But yeah, so we had, and my kids were, Mira, my youngest, was, we'd be going over like, okay, so if you encounter a bear, you have to like talk to it gently, make lots of like noise, back away slowly, just kind of like don't turn around, back away slowly, like giving her these like tips. And she was like, are we gonna, and we didn't, like, It's very, in my childhood, we encountered bears a couple of times, but we never encountered a cougar. We encountered cougar tracks once, and that was the closest. And so like, no, it's highly unlikely, but you just need to know what you're going to do if it happens anyways. And so she would kind of get a little nervous as we talked about it. But most of the risk is actually to pets, not, you know, pets and toddlers are at the highest risk.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And because we had so much catching up to do in a time warp situation.
a jet-lagged brain.
This is the point in the show where we say, womp womp, this is what we have for you this week.
I take full responsibility. I texted Stacey Matt earlier and said, I can't, I don't have the brain power to put together, do some research and put together notes on any of these awesome questions. We've got some great questions in the queue. I'm really excited about some of the podcast topics that we have coming up. But I was like,
3 of the questions happen to be from me. You put up a question poll thing on your Instagram stories about bone broth, and I was like, and this question, and this question, and this question. So I know that we're going to have a good bone broth show, because I submitted great questions, so therefore it must be a great show.
That's coming up. We have some gut health ones coming up.
You gave me no but up right there.
I mean, like, they're all right. Do you want a little, what's it called?
You know.
Frying thing. Ba-dum-ching.
I mean, people have to understand that was sarcasm.
I think it's going to be a good show. We've got a collection of great questions, and now is a good point to remind people that if you have some kind of like burning question, or even if you're like a longtime podcast listeners and you're like, hey, Sarah and Stacey, you guys have never talked about this on the show. We would love your questions, your topic suggestions, and just comments in general. And you can, there's forms on both of our websites to submit questions. We also will grab questions from emails if you'd rather just email us directly, or Facebook comments or Instagram comments. Or sometimes if you like, you can always leave a comment on show notes of any episode, and we'll grab questions from there. So we really are sort of keeping an eye on all of those places. And any way you want to send your questions to us, we will see them. And we have been really enjoying, I think this is, we're going to have our 6-year podcast anniversary next episode. I think that's
math is your forte. So yeah.
I know
it's coming up.
I think it's next week is our 6-year podcast anniversary. And one of the things that I find, especially in this past year, I have found it really amazing how it feels like there's no limit to cool things to continue to talk about. And sometimes it's revisiting a topic that we talked about in the past, but we have a new perspective on it. And sometimes it's like, oh, how have we never talked about this thing on the show before? This is a whole thing that we should cover. This is amazing. And of course, all of that inspiration comes from your guys' comments and questions and topic suggestions. So thank you. And please, while you're at it, feel free to leave reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to your podcast. Those help other people find the show. And thanks for being awesome listeners. That's all I had.
Yes. Thanks for your patience. And I know we thanked you earlier, but we sincerely appreciate the ability for us to maneuver around our schedule a bit for Sarah to have taken vacation. I know that a lot of podcasts record in advance. We're honestly the only people that I know that don't record in advance. We have a lot of podcast friends in our lives, and all of them record in advance. And
I know people who do, like, they'll record all of their podcasts for the next 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over a week or two, and then they dribble them out, which I mean, I totally get why people organize their lives to do that way.
Well, you and I have made a conscious decision because we feel like we connect with our audience when we're living real time with them. So it was unusual for us, but
it's been amazing. It's also allowed us to respond really quickly to, you know, news stories or, you know, things that are going around the paleo community that really need a response. So it's a tremendous advantage to be able to record every week.
And I feel like that nimbleness, our goal is that it's helpful for you, that you can ask us questions and get them real time. And we obviously have a backlog of questions, some of which we feel like we've answered in previous shows before, or that, you know, we're saving for the future. But when time sensitive things do come up, or relevant topics and that kind of stuff, we do try to address them. So I just want to echo what Sarah says. Make sure you get your questions into us one way or the other. And thank you for being here and sharing the podcast. I will say, lately, I don't know if it's the past year or what, but I have definitely enjoyed connecting with social media and the podcast in a way. I feel like for a while that was partitioned, and I feel like Sarah and I have been making a conscious effort to integrate sharing about the podcast into the social media and continuing the conversation there. So if you are a listener, make sure to engage in those conversations, because it's our way of connecting with you all and being able to get to know you a little more, because I know you hear us talking to you. We want to have that two-way conversation. So make sure you're engaging on those social media posts so that we know that you're listening and what you're enjoying and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for doing that with us and for sharing our show with others, because like Sarah said, without those referrals and those shares, other people might not find the podcast. So I know I've had readers of our blog say, "Oh my gosh, you write a podcast?" <It's> like, palm to the forehead, like, yep. 6 years.
But then I also get I just finished listening to all of your old podcasts in the last 3 weeks. Oh, you're just like,
so sorry. Like,
oh my goodness. That's a lot of podcasts to listen to in a short period of time. And so I guess we're binge worthy, I guess is what that means, which is, that's pretty cool.
Or someone has a glutton for punishment. I mean, either way. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go rest, and listeners, we will be back next week with exciting topics, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Hello!
Hello! How's it going, eh?
I'm excited to talk to you in Canadian.
I'll do my best to talk with my Canadian accent.
All right. I was thinking about doing the show in Harry Potter's voice because it's his birthday. So you do Canada. I'll do Harry
I don't
Potter.
Know. I don't know if I can hold on to Canada while you're holding on to Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. So I have guaranteed that this will be a quick show for you, my friend. Do you know how I've done that?
No. How?
I have kept my bra on. There is no way this is going past 30 minutes for you, my friend. You're welcome for that blooper, Matthew.
I was going to say, is that how we're actually starting the show, or is that a blooper? Because that's just gold. That's just gold.